Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Quite a Social Calendar. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Quite a social calendar. Do you use calendars very much? I do. Without them, I'm sure I would forget a lot of appointments. I have a calendar conveniently placed in my kitchen, just above where I do my podcasts. I have a collection of other important things on this mini desk of mine, so it keeps me organized while I do my little projects, check my emails, or pay the bills. My husband has one on his iPad that is much more sophisticated than mine. He relies on his to keep his business affairs straight. However you use a calendar, it can be a great tool for remembering important appointments or events. In English, we say that people have a busy social calendar when they have appointments with friends or commitments that are fun. I have a few of those on my calendar, but most of the things I have written down are mundane. Dentist appointments, volunteering dates, taking the dogs to the vets for shots, etc., etc. But as I look up now to my calendar, I see that I do have some fun social things planned for this month. I have lunch with my sister-in-law next week. Then there is a walk with a friend of mine in the park. We go every fortnight or 2 weeks. There's a school bingo night, which is to raise money for school supplies. And then, of course, there is Thanksgiving on the 25th. My birthday is also somewhere on the calendar, but I won't tell you where. This one calendar has been so useful for the whole family that I bought a dry erase version that hangs in the children's mudroom. It is reusable and has all of their school, sports, and music dates. If other people stay organized, it certainly takes the pressure off of me. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Convenient. A large supermarket is being built where we live. How convenient. A large supermarket is being built where we live. How convenient. To pay the bills. It's that time of the month again. I have to pay the bills. It's that time of the month again. I have to pay the bills. To keep your affairs straight. This business is very complex. It takes a lot of time and effort to keep your affairs straight. This business is very complex. It takes a lot of time and effort to keep your affairs straight. Mundane. Household chores are so mundane. They can get downright boring. Household chores are so mundane, they can get downright boring. Well, that's it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. And thank you for those of you who are commenting on my blog. Remember, you can always email me at acupofenglish@live.com. And if you do, I promise to email you back. And it's more convenient that way because then I can email you at length. Look forward to podcasting again next week. Have a great weekend. Until then, bye-bye.